Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you and ask you a question. Is your site as mobile friendly as you think it is? We all know how important it is for our website to be mobile friendly, and most of us turn to responsive design as the answer. Without a doubt, responsive design has transformed the mobile web, and generally speaking, it's improved the user experience and made it easier for us to manage our websites, avoiding the need to maintain multiple versions. That was something I was thinking about recently as I was browsing on some courses on the Interaction Design Foundation website. I came across a course on mobile user experience design, and it got me thinking how good though it is, a responsive website is not a silver bullet. Responsive design can be implemented poorly, and to be honest, often is. Unfortunately, it also has a tendency to lull us into a false sense of security. We think that we've solved the mobile problem simply because we've made our website responsive, and nothing could be further from the truth. Let me give you some examples of where things can go wrong, starting with the biggest problem of all, which is a half-hearted mobile responsive site. When you're redesigning a website from scratch, building it in a responsive way makes complete sense. But retrofitting responsiveness to an existing site, especially a large one, can be a nightmare. That's the problem faced by many of my clients. Most of the websites I'm involved in have at least tens of thousands of pages, which have been built over many years. And making that mobile friendly is incredibly challenging. To reduce the work involved, my clients tend to make a decision. They decide to focus on making the core pages mobile friendly and responsive, and to be honest, ignoring the rest. Although I can understand this decision, it sucks from a user experience perspective. Nothing is more frustrating than be lulled into thinking you're navigating on a mobile-friendly website only to be dumped onto a desktop-optimized page that you can't read or browse properly. These organizations need to think long and hard about whether they need such large sites. In my experience, they rarely do and are just blindly migrating content from one version to the next. But that's a tangent. Designers face a similar problem when confronted with some tricky piece of functionality. Something that feels just too complicated to make mobile friendly. So instead of doubling down and coming up with a creative solution, we take the path of least resistance. We convince ourselves that mobile users don't need that piece of functionality and just remove it from the site. That is, of course, incredibly naive. Mobile users are not different in some magical way. They are, in fact, the same users that are using your site on a desktop. They've just switched device. Hell, I've even seen people using mobile phones while sitting within arm's reach of their laptop. We can't make assumptions about what requirements they have based on what device they use. But mobile-friendly mistakes are not all about removing things. A failure to add something can be just as dangerous. Take, for example, support for touch gestures. No wonder users often prefer mobile native apps where they can swipe and pinch and things like that, which they can't do on a mobile website. As web designers, we really should be allowing users to swipe carousels and pinch images. Often this kind of functionality is overlooked because we're so focused on adapting the design for different breakpoints that we don't think about the interactions themselves. Being mobile friendly isn't just about changing the design either, it's also about changing the content itself. Take, for example, a table. Just because we show data as a table on larger screen devices doesn't mean we need to on a mobile device. We might conclude it would be more mobile friendly to display it as an interactive chart or some form of calculator. Then there are infographics. These look great on a big screen but become illegible on mobile devices. Sure, we could just get the user to zoom in and out and call the job done, but we could also reimagine them. Perhaps we should break our infographics down into a storyboard or use a video instead. The problem with legibility aren't just limited to images or tables either. It applies just as much to the text on our websites. Just adding a breakpoint to reposition elements isn't going to create a mobile-friendly and readable experience. It's got a habit of shortening line lengths so that reading becomes painful. Designers make an effort in this regard by making font sizes relative to breakpoints, scaling them down accordingly. But that also does make font sizes very small on some devices, and in fact, they can become illegible. Finally, there's the issue of colour. Designers often fail to take into account screen glare that mobile users will struggle with, and so they create subtle colour palettes that make mobile reading very difficult, to say the least. Of course, some of these legibility problems are invisible to us when we test on a mobile device, and that's because we tend to have the latest and greatest smartphone. It's got a Retina screen and a brightness so blinding that it can match the sun. But not everybody has a device like this. Even if you ignore feature phones, experiences will vary massively. Then, of course, there are breakpoints. I still see designers setting breakpoints based on the device rather than the appropriate place in the content. They have an iPad-sized design and an iPhone-sized design and so on. But in truth, sizes vary hugely, and we need to stop thinking about specific devices. What we should be thinking about is performance. In fact, this is probably the single biggest area that responsive design lets us down. Don't misunderstand me, I'm not saying that responsive design makes our site slower, it's just that it does nothing to improve it, and that's the one thing that mobile devices need. Image size is certainly one culprit. Using media queries might scale a picture down visually, but it will do nothing to reduce the image size or load time. That's not good when you're on a cellular network. Add to that fonts, libraries, frameworks and all the other things that make up today's bloated websites, and you've got a poor load time. But this isn't just an issue with download speed or cellular network speed. Performance is also a device issue too. Many mobile devices lack the processing power of a laptop, a desktop, or a tablet. The result is they struggle to handle some of the more JavaScript-intensive functionality that we provide on many modern websites. Next, we come to a particular bugbear of mine, entering data on mobile devices. Perhaps this is just because I'm old and I can't type at a million miles an hour like young people seem to be able to do on these tiny virtual keyboards. But for me, at least, entering data on a mobile device sucks. As web designers, we seem to make the problem 100 times worse on the websites we create. When entering numerical data, we fail to display a numerical keypad. When entering passwords, we hide what the user is typing, despite the fact typos are commonplace on mobile devices. In fact, we shouldn't even expect mobile users to fill in passwords at all. There are ample other opportunities to work around that using things like text notifications, email links, or touch IDs. There are so many situations where data entry could either be avoided or simplified. Remembering people's login usernames between sessions would be a good start, but we should also be improving form design and avoiding fiddly form elements such as date pickers or lengthy drop-down menus. Talking of fiddly interactions, I'm amazed how little consideration designers seem to give to the challenges surrounding using a touchscreen. I find many websites that claim to be mobile friendly are anything but once you start interacting with them. Sure, they look great, but links and buttons are so tightly packed together to maximize screen real estate that they're impossible to click on. Again, just repositioning content isn't always enough here. We need to ensure the space around elements expands to allow for the lack of precision that comes with using one's finger. Admittedly, space on these mobile sites is at a premium, but if we use the space wisely, there's no reason why links cannot be easily selectable. Just look at your average mobile app and you'll see what I mean. Talking of a lack of space, why is it that despite all designers' desire to create a mobile-friendly website, we consider it acceptable to add fixed position content to a page? That significantly reduces the available space for other content elements. Carefully consider before transferring your fixed position navigation to the mobile view of your website. Equally, banish those overlays and dialog boxes as well as those fixed position social media icons. They've got no place on a mobile site. Now, if you happen to be reading along on my website and you're using a mobile device, you might think I'm quite hypocritical right now. I do indeed use fixed position navigation. I do in places have links that are too tightly packed together, and I fall into a number of the other mistakes as well. My reasons for this are going to be the same as yours, a lack of time and money. It was easy for me to make the site responsive and then just to consider it mobile friendly. But since I've designed this site, the world has changed and mobiles have become increasingly important. Google and other search engines are beginning to penalise websites in search results that don't offer a good mobile-friendly experience. The number of users navigating a site on mobile devices is skyrocketing, and a simple responsive website is no longer enough. No longer enough to make sure that we provide a great experience and rank well on search engines. We're all going to have to adjust our priorities so that creating a mobile-friendly experience is just as important, if not more so, than a great desktop one.